Okay. Well, I definitely feel so appreciative of this course. I think a lot about the positive psychology aspect of, at the end of the day, I really want my kids to be successful. And these are their goals, and these are the reasons that they are successful, because they're the ones doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate, before the class, I feel like I was really setting goals for them, and they were really good goals. And I really taught, they really did a good job at doing the goals that I had set for them, because they understood the gospel behind it.
Right.
But now after the class, I feel like I've reversed the way I've communicated with them, to where I'm really helping them connect that it's actually their goals and I'm just supporting it. So then when they're older, I feel like they can be more successful, because they know that they are the ones that made these goals happen. And a lot of these goals, I think our kids in today, in 2019, I think most of everyone's kids are already doing all of these goals. They're doing big goals. They're doing small goals. They are doing amazing things. But it just really, this class really helped me realize that I want my kids to connect, that these are actually the goals that they want. And since the class, yeah, they've set some goals that I would never pick for them, but I'm so appreciative. I just have learned to just take a step back and out of what they want and let them feel that power of them doing it for themselves. So that's all.
It's really powerful. I really appreciate you bringing that up. And I don't think that's something that has sunk in entirely, even though I'm, you know, creating all of this, the material and the coursework and stuff, is to understand that shift in the way we talk about the goals. They might be doing some of the exact same things. They might still choose volleyball as a goal. They might still choose reading scriptures as a goal. But in their mindset, even if they chose the exact same goals, to have you be loosely setting goals for them and to have them be owning it for themselves is really going to make a profound shift in the long run, where they're used to figuring out and talking about goals and having it be, you know, having failure be no big deal and all of those things, and owning it to say, oh, I'm choosing this goal. I can see what you're saying, that is going to be so powerful. And that subtle shift doesn't change a lot about what they're doing. It's not like suddenly you've let the horses free and they're running all over the place. It's like they know the gospel, but now they know that they want to do it for themselves. That's awesome. Thank you.